ノコです。映画のこの番組では映画やドラマを楽しみながらおしゃべりをしています。お気に入りの作品を見つけて英語学習に役立ててくださいね。お送りするのは私キノコと映画大好きなマイクです。
キノコ、
I'm so excited about today's episode. It's gonna be fun, fun, fun. We have the in-betweeners. Yay!
Yay!
I'm so happy. I'm really looking forward to talking about the in-betweeners with you.
Yes, me too.
You too?
Ooh. Yeah.
So how's everything going with you?
Pretty good. I was a little bit busy. Because of something.
Yeah.
You've been... How about you, Mike?
I've been trying really hard I'm updating the website. Mm-hmm. So if you're listening, you go to eganoenglish.com/2016.
2016.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. I am working on compiling a list of all of the movies coming out this year.
Okay.
So you'll be able to go there. It'll have when it's being released in Japan, mm-hmm. and you'll be able to watch the trailers and have lots of different information.
Okay. So the address once more. eganoenglish.com/2016.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
It's up right now and it's very ugly, but there's something there.
Okay.
A couple of movies, but not much.
All right.
So let's just go ahead and let's just move along to streaming news.
And now, Bob Hope's Swan's Eye View of the News.
ストリーミングニュースのコーナー、映画についてのあれこれをマイクがいち早く紹介します。マイク、Let's go!
Go, go, go! And we have a new movie, a new trailer that just came out not too long ago called Race.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this is about Jesse Owens' quest to become a greatest track and field athlete in history, thrust him onto the world stage of the 1936 Olympics, where he faces off against Adolf Hitler's vision of Aryan supremacy.
Yeah.
I was very good.
So what did you like about this trailer?
I didn't know about that. This is based on the true history, the trailer said. And I didn't know about that.
You didn't know about Jesse Owens?
No. So he must be very famous in the US, I think.
He won 4 gold medals in the 36 Olympics.
So
oh, sorry, spoiler.
But this is a true story.
It is a true story, based on a true story. Mm-hmm.
So we can access information about that easily in the internet.
Yeah.
So then he is also African American.
Yeah, that's important, I think, kind of, to juxtapose against the Aryan Nazis.
そうだよね。So, I was impressed by the actor of Jesse.
Yeah. Who is that? Hold on, let me check real quick.
And I briefly searched on the internet and he is a fresh actor.
Yeah, Stephen, mm-hmm. or maybe Stefan, but Stephen James. Mm-hmm. He was also in Selma.
Selma.
Which was kind of a biopic about Martin Luther King, which they, and it has David Oyelowo. That was a big hit in America when it came out. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it really came to Japan or not, but...
Oh, yeah.
But Stephen James plays Jesse Owens. And I should say, I find this kind of interesting. Jesse Owens did win 4 gold medals in the 36 mm-hmm. Olympics, and it was held in Berlin. Mm-hmm. So there was the Berlin. Adolf Hitler was there. He watched all the games. Mm-hmm. Adolf Hitler congratulated Jesse Owens after every win. Jesse Owens comes back to America winning. Everyone's like really excited. Mm-hmm. The White House, and I think it was Roosevelt who was president at the time. Mm-hmm. Or maybe, I don't remember. Bad. I'm bad. I'm a bad American. I don't remember the president. But the president invited all of the winners to mm-hmm. the White House, mm-hmm. all except Jesse Owens.
Even if Adolf Hitler congratulated him. But in his country, in his nation, he was not welcomed.
No. And I think we will see that in this movie about, it was Franklin D. Roosevelt. Mm-hmm. A lot of racism in America at that time.
So that is the title of the race.
Race and
has 2 meanings.
Yes.
The race, I mean the athlete race, and also the skin colors race.
Yeah.
To me.
We see in this trailer like Jesse Owens and his friend, like they wanted to go take the shower. And the white guy's like, no, you're not taking a shower with us. You have to wait. And we also see a lot of people in the black community like, you can't go to Berlin because, you know, the Jews are being treated badly. Mm-hmm. And then you have people like, oh, you have to go to stand up to this. So, you know, lots of different pressures coming in for different reasons.
Yeah, so complicated. Yeah, But the truth is, he won the game.
Yeah. Kicked butt.
So. で、これは、do you know when this movie is, will come to Japan?
No, I don't.
No.
It comes out the 19th of February in America.
Oh, so.
Yeah, and let me just, I'll check real quickly. Eiga.com is where I get a lot of the released information for Japan. Mm-hmm. And it's not even on here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not even, I don't even think it's on here, so. I don't know.
Yeah,
it might not come out in theaters, but okay.
And the next,
yes, we have some just some small updates about movies.
Okay, in theaters this weekend. Nanka newscaster mitai. The Finest Hour. This is the name of the Blizzard. In Japanese, and Hateful Eight is in theater this weekend.
Yeah, I think they're both out today, maybe. And The Finest Hour, this is Chris Pine, who is the new Captain Kirk in the new Star Trek movies.
Oh, so. Yeah.
And it's about the U.S. Coast Guard.
No.
Like a big, it's, I think it's based on another, like based on a true story, maybe. And this takes place in the 50s. And there's like an oil tanker at sea and a big blizzard comes. And the oil tanker is sinking. So Chris Pine has to go out and like rescue the people.
Yeah.
It has Chris Pine. It also has, Casey. I think it's Casey. Yeah. Casey Affleck. Who is Ben Affleck's younger brother? If you know Ben Affleck, Good Will Hunting.
Ben Affleck,
his brother. Is in this movie. And The Hateful Eight is a Quentin Tarantino movie. So it has Samuel L. Jackson and Kurt Russell, Tim Roth, Michael Keaton. So a lot of big names. It's a Western. And from what I've heard, it's a lot like Cluedo. If you remember Cluedo. Cluedo or Clue from talking about Sherlock. So it's kind of like a Cluedo kind of mystery.
So, The Blizzard.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Okay.
これはディズニーなんだね。ディズニー movie. Okay. The next. Next, ね。Hollywood is adapting another Japanese anime and manga into a live action movie. Scheduled to be released in early 2017. Starring Scarlett Johansson, Ghost in the Shell. これは広角機動隊。
Yes.
Let's hope that it is better than Dragon Ball Evolution.
Yes, that was a horrible movie.
広角機動隊ね。It was on the Hulu. It used to be in Hulu, I think.
A Ghost in the Shell, the movies.
ね、そうアニメの方ね。
Oh, okay.
My husband.
Yeah, I know there was an animated series and there's like two animated movies that they have. And they're very popular. I think they're actually kind of popular in America as well. So.
あ、そうなんだね。Okay. And next. While working on the Avatar sequels, director James Cameron is also working on adapting Charles Pellegrino's novel, The Last Train from Hiroshima, The Survivors Look Back, into a movie. The book is about the bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki and seems to be focused on Tsutomu Yamaguchi, with whom both Pellegrino and Cameron visited in late 2009. And who is Tsutomu Yamaguchi?
He is the man who was in both Hiroshima and Nagasaki during the bombings. So he experienced
really
both bombings.
Oh, maybe this novel has not been translated in Japanese, so it's not so popular.
No,
I think
the novel was released actually in like 2010.
そうなんだね。だから翻訳されてらしくないんだけど。
I will say it has. I don't remember. I was just kind of looking at the Wikipedia page for the novel, and there was like a lot of kind of controversy surrounding the novel and some of the stuff that it was saying about the U.S. So I don't think it was very positive towards the U.S. and the bombings.
Oh, okay. But James Cameron will make it into movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the plan. But at the moment, he is working on the Avatar sequels. So Avatar 2, Avatar 3, and Avatar 4.
Four.
Yeah. So three new Avatar movies. So I think that's...
So after that.
After that, maybe.
After that, ね、
yeah.
あ、そうなんだ。
Okay.
Okay.
Right, that is movie news. And you know what? I wanna talk about the in-betweeners. Can we just talk about the in-betweeners?
Yes,
okay,
of course.
Okay, let's just skip right to the in-betweeners.
In-betweener, 先にね、first.
Yes.
Okay, In Between Us, Season 1, Episode 1, First Day. This is a Netflix drama.
Yeah, only on Netflix.
Only on Netflix. 思春期真っただ中、Season 1の Episode 1、始まりの日を取り上げます。A Child of Divorce, かっこ、Simon Bird, かっことじ。Is under a lot of stress as he deals with changing school and making new friends in an opener of this British sitcom chronicling the ups and downs of a group of adolescents. ウィルは両親の離婚をきっかけに転校し、あるグループと仲良くなる。クールでなければ誠実でもない悪ガキたちとの学校生活はバラ色それとも灰色ということですね。
All right. Mm-hmm. I love this series. I absolutely love this series. When we watched this episode, I think this is the third or maybe the fourth time I have seen this episode.
これだけ? Only this episode you have watched three or four times.
Yeah, I've seen the, all three series twice. And then I watched this one again because I watched it again when I over the New Year holiday when I was sick. And I just, I love this. I adore this.
You can watch it and we can watch it without thinking anything.
Yeah. It's just, it's a good laugh. Okay, so this is, I tried. My wife and I, we sat down, we started watching this. We watched 8 minutes, and she was like, I don't want to watch this. And then I started feeling bad. It's like, I made Kinoko watch this. Oh no, she's going to be mad at me now.
So that was it. いやマジにはならないよ。だいぶいやくだらないなと思って見てたけどね。
So, what did you think of this show?
ああ、もうさ、何Is this the real life in an adolescent boy?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. This is how, especially in the West, this is how boys think, this is how boys talk, this is how boys act.
Oh, so I felt lucky because I grew up in a only girls high school. So I didn't need to watch that stuff.
I mean, I don't want to get too spoilery about it, but you know, like later on in the series, I mean, there are parts like scenes, things that happen like, do you know Nair?
Nair,
N-A-I-R. Yeah. It's a product.
Product.
Yeah, it's for, it's like a lotion that you put on your leg and you let it sit and it removes the hair. It's a Nair, N-A-I-R.
Nair.
It's a lotion. And it's used for removing hair on your body.
Removing hair. I see.
So there's a scene, I think maybe in the second or third series, where they pour the Nair down Will's pants. And it removes all of his hair. You know, I mean, this is the kind of stuff that you do as a kid.
And this is about public school.
Public school? No, not public school.
No, not public school. He changed the school. Will changed the school from what to what?
All right. So the UK system it's different. So Will was in a private school.
Private school にいたんだよね。
He changed to a state school.
State school って
な。So they have like state funded schools.
State funded school.
Which we would call public school. It's free. He was going to private school, which is you have to pay for.
Yeah, yes.
And in the UK, they also have public school.
そうなんだよね。
Which, maybe the best known example would be Eton. Which maybe like half of the prime ministers of the UK went to Eton.
Yes, yes. Prestigious school.
And public school is a really, really, really old private school. And maybe like 2% of the population goes to a public school.
I see, I see. So, だからちょっと複雑なんで、that's why it is complicated to talk about UK school system.
Yeah, because...
Yeah, state funded school and private school and then the public school. だからね。
Yeah, when the public schools first started, it was, you had religious schools. So you would go to, like, the church would have a school or the monks would have a
school. I see, okay.
They started and it was open to the public. I mean, you had to pay for it, but anybody could...
That's okay.
Anybody could go if you paid. Anyone could go. So it was open to the public, which is why they call them public schools.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for good explanation.
Yeah. And if I may just... One more thing. Your microphone.
Oh, so okay. sorry.
So in America and in Japan, we have elementary school, middle school, or junior high school, and high school.
In
the UK, they have primary school.
Primary school.
And secondary school.
Secondary school.
So primary school is like... ages 5 to 11. And secondary school is 11 to 16. And then you go into university.
Ah, so ka. So in this drama, Will is in a secondary
He's
school.
He's in secondary school and secondary he is in school. What they call a sixth form. Yeah, so these are two extra years. So if you want to go to university, because in the UK, the age for compulsory education is 16.
Ah, 16 歳までが義務教育なんだね。I see.
So if you want to go to university, then you will stay two more years to take what is like GCSEs or something like that to get into university. So that's what he's in. And they call it sixth form. It's the last two years.
He wants to go there.
Yeah, when we meet Mr. Gilbert.
Mr. Gilbert.
The really tall teacher. Will calls him the head of sixth. And that's the head of sixth form. So they have like six forms, like first form, I think. First form, second form, third form. And they're like 2 years. So the first 2 years is first form, second form, third form.
Oh, so nanda ne. Okay.
All
right, so yeah, it was fun. Really fun. Yeah, あそこが面白かったよ。あのさ。あ、まずそうだね。あの、あれそう、あ、ちょっと待って、忘れちゃった。私ね、I have watched two episodes. In one time.
Oh, really?
そうだからねちょっと話がねこあの混ざっちゃうかもしれない。I もしかして perhaps I maybe up to complicated in my brain.
That's fine. We can kind of talk about both.
だけどお酒飲むところってどこだっけ ？Go to the pub?
Yeah, they went to the pub. This is the one where they go to the pub.
It is first episode. Yeah. Okay, it was so fun.
Yeah. The second one is when Simon, he writes, I love you.
He skipped his school day. So,
そうか。
そうだから最初のあのパブに行って、4人でパブに行って、なんかお酒を買おうとするんだけど、they tried to order alcohol, but they can't. Yeah. They couldn't. So, the Will did a great job.
Oh, with the carvery.
Carvery.
Yeah, it's
the place.
Meat. They carve meat, so you order.
So. 食事を頼んで, and also, he took big guy.
Oh, yeah, the guy drinking.
Yeah.
He's like, would you order food for us? Hey, come sit with us.
What is your name? 何がボブとかなんとかって言うじゃない。
Yeah, yeah.
The other guys, other friends hit, why he's here?
And then I like the part where the tall friend, Neil, he comes back and he's like, oh, I just lost 10 quid on the fruity machine. And the guy's like,
yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go. And he wins the money.
And they switch the pub to meet his girlfriend.
Yeah. Yeah, because they went to the wrong pub, right?
They are drinking alcohol.
Yeah.
With a fake ID.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then Will just went completely nuts, didn't he?
Yeah.
He's underage. She's underage.
He is 16. He is 15.
Yeah. I really like the part where he's like, his mom still buys his pants. She's wearing a padded bra.
So they were expelled from the pub.
Yeah. And then Mr. Gilbert shows up and he's like, thank you for doing my job.
And I will stay here for a drink instead. その辺がすごくさ、シットコムな感じがして、ブリティッシュシットコムで、
exactly.
面白い。
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's great.
Yeah.
All right. So maybe first. There was I can't remember that now. Mm-hmm. Near the beginning, when Will first gets to the school, and he's with the other new students, and they meet Mr. Gilbert. And Will's like, Mr. Gilbert, you seem an intelligent man. I'm like, what are you saying this for?
And
he's like, oh, am I? Thank you for telling me. I didn't know that. And like, maybe the rest of the show, it's a little blue, isn't it?
Blue.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Blue.
Blue comedy.
Blue comedy.
Yeah. Kind of like adultish.
I see.
Like the scene where they're in the common room.
So da ne.
And Carly comes over.
Blue da ne.
Yeah.
Blue.
Carly comes over and Simon gets excited.
Yeah. そうね、大抵はそんな感じだったね。So we can't watch it in a cafe.
No, no, I told you. Don't watch this in a cafe.
そう。
Yeah. The scene like before. I actually could really relate to this scene because I was like, oh, that was me when I was that age. And before going out to the pub, you see everyone like getting ready. And it was Simon. And he's like doing his hair. You know, Simon is the guy who has like the little hair that kind of sticks up in the front. And he's like fixing his hair. And his mom comes and she's like, don't you have too much gel in your hair? And he's like, what are you telling me this now? What are you telling me? What? I can't fix it. And he gets so mad. And he's like yelling at his mom. And he like runs out the door and he slams the door. And then 2 seconds.
This is you.
That was me. And, and then 2 seconds later, he opens the door. Could I borrow money, please? I mean, he's going to the pub. The girl that he likes is there. He wants to look good and he's about to leave. It's like, why are you telling me before I leave? Don't you understand how important this is? Yeah.
So da ne. But is it popular you know, US and the UK to have such a party like thing in a pub?
I would say more so in the UK. That's going to be almost impossible to do in America. It's very different.
Mm-hmm. So, 違うんだ.
Yeah.
So, how about the uniform, school uniform? ほら, we will talk about another movie later. But this is, in between us, is about the British, is in Britain. And they wear, put on school wear.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, is it popular?
I think it's very common
for
most schools in the UK.
In the UK.
Yeah, not in America.
So we have watched the two teenagers pieces today.
Yeah.
And but I feel the British is a little bit, なんて言ったらいいんだろう。日本人の感覚に近いって言ったらいいのかな。
Yeah, I think there's a lot more similarities with Japan than…
な感じがして、ちょっとだから分かった気がして、後でも話すけど、I'll talk about later. だけど、なんか、そのさ、teenager lifestyle is so different from Japanese. So that was interesting.
Yeah, and it's different than it is from America. This show, The Inbetweeners, and there was another show called Shameless, which is another fantastic British show. And there's another show called Skins, which I have not seen. They're all three British shows. All three of them, they remade in America. The Inbetweeners, I saw that. It was only one season. It was horrible. Because it was, I mean, imagine you take this show and the way it is and you glee-ify it. You make it kind of more like Glee. So you take away the humor, really, and you make it very stupid. I think it's the same thing with Shameless and the same thing with Skins, maybe. Uh-huh. It's, you know, they try to take some of these kind of, we would say, edgy comedies from the UK and do them in America, and it just doesn't work because the audience is very different. You can't do this in America unless maybe like HBO, but... It's impossible, really.
へえ、違うもんなんだね。
Yeah.
面白い。
Yeah, I mean, this came on regular TV. I think it came on at night. So it came on later at night. They have, you know, you hit this certain time and it's like, okay, you can do almost anything you want on TV in the UK, so.
そうなんだ。おー、面白い。
So,
yeah. At least I can enjoy it.
Yeah, it's a fantastic, it's so wonderful. I love this show. Everyone needs to watch it.
Blue, it is good for the people who is okay for blue, something blue things.
Yeah.
かなりなんか、なんか下品なこともいっぱい書いてあるから、いっぱい言ってるから、そういうのが OK な人はね、いいと思います。
Blue comedy. And I think, I mean, blue comedy, it's very difficult to do. Because I was watching the Adam Sandler movie on Netflix, a Netflix original movie, like The Ridiculous Six. And that has a lot of blue humor. But it's not funny. It's just, it's disgusting. Yeah. You know, I mean, yeah, they have
Ridiculous Six.
Yeah, they have a donkey in the movie that it has diarrhea.
Oh.
And it's just, it's disgusting. It's not funny. But the blue comedy that they do in this, it's very, very funny.
Okay.
real quickly before we move on mm-hmm. to our next mm-hmm. one, which is another high school themed mm-hmm. thing. Mm-hmm. But how would you compare this with Glee?
Glee, though. No thing, no song. So da na.
What I mean maybe is the representation of mm. high school life.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the high school life in Glee mm. versus the high school mm-hmm. life in the In-Betweeners.
Mm-hmm. school. So da na. そうだな、なんかこうそんな真面目になんか話せる自信がないんだけど。But both of them are in a lower position of the school hierarchy.、Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they are.
Hmm. But
what?
そうだな。In Glee, is everything is なんか positive で、Which just makes us happy. Mm-hmm. But in the in-betweeners, なんだかんだ言っても、もう Simon, Simon is, なんだろうな、なまあそんなになんか、まあ、ハッピーなことだけじゃないじゃない。
Yeah, not so much. not so much.
But I feel, sympathize with Simon.
Okay.
It was just, yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
いいよ。How about you?
I think that Glee represents high school life okay. I think it's very much like on the surface.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think that the In-Betweeners does a much, much better job of showing just a high school boy or a high school girl and how they interact with one another when there are no parents.
Mm.
You know, I mean, in Glee, you still have a lot of, you know, Will or whomever the adult is there. So you act very differently when there are adults most of the time. So,
but in a next episode, we can watch their parents. In-Betweeners.
Yeah. I mean, the parents show up. But see, this is the thing. It's like in America, whenever you have shows about kids, there's almost always like a central mother or father who's like in every episode, especially Disney shows. There's always the parents and the parents are very much a part of the show. Just like with Glee, you have Will and Sue who are very much a part of the show and Emma, and they're always there with the kids. But in the In-Betweeners, it's the kids. And sometimes you have parents who come in and come out. So it's very different.
なるほどね。子供の世界は子供の世界。で、大人の世界とはまた別のものってことだね。
And I think like with Disney, I think it is kind of a rule for them. You have to have some kind of parental guidance for the children in the show. Someone who will help them and guide them.
そういうふうに、なるほど、話を持っていくようにするんだね。なるほどね。That's a nice idea. Nice idea って感じ。That's a nice opinion.
Yeah, it's how Disney works. And one more thing before we move on. If you watch this, the In-Betweeners, you enjoyed this, the person who plays Simon, whose name I cannot remember, he is also on Netflix on a show called Fresh Meat.
Fresh Meat.
Yeah, and this is set in a university. So it's kind of like the In-Betweeners, except it's at university and it has Jack Whitehall, who is, I think, maybe the best comedian right now, best stand-up comedian. He's very, very funny and this is a good show as well. So if you like the In-Betweeners, you might like Fresh Meat.
Fresh Meat, yeah. 本当だ。これも This is also a comedy、yeah. なんだ。コメディドラマ。
Very good.
Joe Thomas っていうのね。
Joe Thomas?
Joe Thomas. Yeah.、Okay. じゃないかな多分。うん。そうだと思うよ。
Yeah, Joe Thomas. And, okay, sorry, one more thing. There are、okay. two, I haven't found them streaming, but there are two in-betweener、mm-hmm. movies that they released, like feature-length movies.
Okay.
So hopefully we can, sometime soon. All right.
Okay.
So let's move.
Thank you. On to the another.
Yeah, what's up next?
Oops.
Next is the perks of being、
next、
a wallflower.
Wallflower という放題がついてます。An introvert freshman is taken under the wings of two seniors who become him to、who welcome him to the real world. チャーリー（かっこ）ローガン・ラーマンは小説家を志望する16歳の少年です。高校入学初日にスクールカーストの最下層に位置づけられ、ひっそりと息を潜ませて日々をやり過ごすことに注力していました。ところが彼の生活は陽気でクレイジーなパトリック・カッコ・エズラ・ミラーと美しく奔放なサム・カッコ・エマ・ワトソンという兄弟との、出会いにより一変します。初めて知る友情、そして恋。世界は無限に広がっていくように思えますが、チャーリーがひた隠しにする過去のある事件をきっかけに、彼らの青春の日々は思わぬ方向へと転がり始める。I think it's not a good explanation, I think.
So, I have a question. I do have a question before we start talking about the perks of being a wallflower. There is a YouTube channel.That I like to watch. It's about the PlayStation. They talk about, you know, the new PlayStation games and everything. And one of the hosts used to work for, I think it's Konami, one of the Japanese game makers. And she was talking about like the advertising. Sorry. And they would make a game and...In the West, like in the UK and America and Europe, you know, they would have a big poster and the poster was just filled with screenshots from the game. So you get to see the game and then it would have like two sentences of text describing the game. Then Japan, it was the same size poster.You have just one screenshot and like 100 bullet points about the game. And that's the difference is like between the advertising in Japan and the advertising in America. And going through and putting together like the show notes and the website, I've noticed this also with movies. In America, the description, like the plot synopsis...It's maybe two sentences. The Japanese, it's like two paragraphs long. Just like with this, the perks of being a wallflower, that's an incredibly long plot synopsis. The English, it's one sentence. Why? Why is there this difference between the West and Japanese in terms of what you want to know?
なんだろう。でもさ、逆になんかこのたった2行で見たいと思うかな。 Do you want to watch it even if you got only two sentences information?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Because
So this is a good copy.
It is. I think it's a good copy. I think it's interesting. But see, it's not just...The two sentences, like in this case, we have the one sentence, but it's that. And then you would have the trailer. And if you have a good trailer, you see it, you're like, oh, Emma Watson, you know, she's cute and I like her. And you kind of see the acting in the movie and you just get a very brief understanding of the plot. And that's all you need because
If you can watch the trailer, this is another 別の話だと思うんだけど、そうか。でもさ、only the verbal information だと、うん、もっと いろんな情報を得て見たいかどうかを決めるんじゃないかなと思ったんだけど、そうそう、だけどさ、なんだろうな、for me to categorize the movie is important before watching. Oh, this is a drama, or this is an action or a horror or something. So, だから、何かどのカテゴリーかを説明してくれるのが、なんかキャプションがあればいいかなとは思うけど、でも確かにこんな長いのはいらないかもしれないね。
I mean, I think like for most people, especially in America, you're going to see the trailer because there are always trailers showing on TV. And most people will learn about the movies that way. And so you see that and you just get like a little description and you, together with the trailer and you're like, oh, okay.
Oh, so
But even like with the games, it's like, why do you need all of that? It's a difference in the way we think or the way we consume because we're very visual. And maybe it has something to do with kanji. I think it has something to do with kanji because there is a very visual aspect with kanji. But okay.
So,
just interesting. Okay. I just found that interesting.
And this is another high school drama we watched.
Yeah. What did you think?
Yeah, completely different from the in-between.
Oh, so much different. So, so very different. A lot longer, too.
そうだね。そうだね。How did you feel it?
I started watching the movie at first. I have to say I was a little bored.
Me too.
it started getting better. And I was like, oh, you know, this is a really sweet movie. I'm really enjoying this movie. Then the ending just a complete 180. Right? It just turned around completely. And you're like, wow, this became very dark. Very, very dark. And it's like, but it's still good, but it's really dark. The ending of this movie, right? That's what I thought.
そうね。そう、だけどさ、ちょっと話が分かりにくかったのが、エンディング。A little bit, I need a little bit more explanation about it.
Okay.
Yeah, this is about Charlie. And he was in the hospital. なんか最初からスポイラーになっちゃうけどさ。he was in a hospital at the end of the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was so confused about his experiences he had when he was a kid. But it is so... So we need more explanation. I think it's
so. Let's start at the beginning. Kind of let's go back to the beginning.
So let's start from the beginning.
And just a very kind of brief to get to the ending part. But Charlie, we see Charlie, and he's like writing a letter to someone we don't know who it is.
Yeah.
And he was in the hospital, like a mental hospital. We do hear later when he is talking to Emma, Mary?
Mary.
That his best friend had just committed suicide not too long ago. And that kind of, you know, that's the only mention that we hear of his best friend. So I'm maybe, I don't know exactly, but I think that's what led him to go into the mental hospital. And he starts, you know, seeing things and like having visions. then we get near the end, and he and Mary. Sam. Emma Watson plays Sam. So Charlie and Sam are kind of like, you know, getting together because she's leaving to go to university. And all of his friends, because all of his friends were seniors, you know, they're all leaving and he's alone again. And he starts to remember when he was a child about his aunt, who he absolutely loved. He even says, you know, she was my favorite person in the world. Now, you know, she's my second favorite when talking to Sam, which was very cute. But he remembered that she sexually abused him. It took me a little while to, at first that's what I was thinking, and it took me a little while to be like, that's what happened. She was sexually abusing him, and he felt responsible for her death.
Because he said his aunt passed away in a car accident or something. For buying a Christmas present for Charlie.
She went to go get him a Christmas present.
So he felt guilty. So I thought he was mentally ill due to that accident. But this is another, there was another story of the relationship between Charlie and his aunt. And this is child abuse.
I wouldn't call, I don't know if we can say, I wouldn't say child abuse. I would say sexually abused, because there she was doing things to him, not beating him, but...
sexually abused.
And he does say that he felt responsible because he wanted her to die.
So he telephoned. He called his sister.
And had just a complete meltdown, breakdown. And she called, had someone call the police to go and get him. Because he was going to, maybe he was going to try and commit suicide. Like his mother had tried when, I guess it was her sister died.
Sister was a, Vampire Diary の女の子でしょ?
The sister? His sister. Charlie's sister. Really? I did not know that.
あ、可愛いなと思って見てたから、思い出した、今回はヴァンパイアダイアリーの子だと思った。
We watched that too, didn't we?
そうだと思うよ。
I did not know that. What's her name?
待ってね。
アニナ・ドブレーヴ。
ああ、そんなような名前だったかな。ニーナ・ドブ、yeah, this is her.
Yeah.
Nina Dobrev.
Oh, she was in some kind of Degrassi thing too.
Yeah. So, yeah. Vampire Diary よりずっと良かったよ。He was better, much better than the Vampire Diary.
Well, that's the Vampire Diaries. Yeah.
So, で、そうだったね。How about Emma Watson?
I really liked Emma Watson in this movie.
Yeah.
I thought she did a wonderful job.
ハリーポッターのイメージと全然違ったね。
And I think that's why she did the movie. Her and Daniel Radcliffe, out of the kids, they're the only two who have really continued to make much afterwards. She did this not too long after...And Daniel Radcliffe, he did a play. I don't remember the name of the play, but he did a play in which he had like nude scenes in the play. So he had to come out and be like naked on stage. And so You see that a lot with child actors. You know, they have like this kind of role that they play. And when they become adults, they try to do the complete opposite. You know, I don't want to continue playing the same kind of role. So.
確かに子役の人たちって難しいよね。But Emma Watson grew up so beautiful.
Yeah.
So yeah, she was so successful.
And she was going to university at this time. The Columbia, I think.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Very prestigious university.
Yeah. そうなんだね。
But... We talked about the Vampire Diaries, the Vampire Diaries. Mr. Anderson.
The
English teacher.
Ah, 先生のこと?
Yeah. That's Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd.
Ant-Man. The movie
Ant-Man. そうなの? The Ant-Man. He acts as
Ant-Man in the Marvel movie Ant-Man.Which is a fantastic movie that came out in the summer of last year. And that's a really good movie. He's very funny in Ant-Man. He wasn't so funny in this. He usually does, I think, a lot of more comical stuff.
でも今回はこの映画ではね。
Yeah. Very good.
いい先生だった。そう。でさ、Wikipedia said it is basically it is a novel なんでしょ?
The movie. Yeah, it's
originally at a novel.
Oh, was it? That makes sense.
なのかな?
That makes a lot of sense.
So I think it's better to read than to watch.
Oh, I'm sure it's a lot better.Novels tend to be better than movies, I think.
だから多分さ、そのさ、おばさんとの関係とか、そのなんか、そのさ、あの、高校生の子供たちのこう心の中とかって、映画で見るよりもなんか本で読んだ方がよく書けてるような気がした。I think it's better to read out than watch to trace...The inner mind in Charlie, and also the relationship with his aunt, as well as but still, the high school life is very vivid in this movie, and for me as a Japanese, it is so mature to live like this as a high school student. For Japanese people, it's about a college student story. だと思う。ちょっとパーティーに行ったりとか、なんだろう、マリワナとか。
The brownies.
そう。Brownies. マリワナ in the brownies.
No, that's high school. That's high school.
That's high school なんだね。And they dressed up in a prom?I don't know.
Prom.
Prom とか、そういうのっていうのはさ、ほら、ないから、日本では。だからすごく大人びて見えた。
Oh, that's right. You don't have school dances in Japan, do you?
No.
Yeah, the prom is like the most important school dance. It's usually only for seniors and juniors.And it's like the last dance of the year. And usually you go off school campus. So you go to like a hotel with a big ball and you have the school dance there. And a lot of the kids will get hotel rooms for the night. So they go and... So it is kind of this common thing of like, oh, you go to the prom and you dance. And then after the prom, you go upstairs and...You have sex with your boyfriend or girlfriend or something like that. That's kind of.
なるほどね。That's
before.
そうそう、そういうのは全部さ、so matured for high school kid in Japan. そう。だってさ、第一、車にだって乗らないじゃない。At least we can't drive in Japan for high school students.
Yeah.
そう、だから、ちょっとなんかそういう意味では、あんまり 高校生活っていう現実味はないんだけど、うん、でも例えばさ、そうだな、 But I can sympathize with the scene of tape, cassette tape.
Ah, the mixtape.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you do mixtapes?
So when is the set? When is the setting of the year? Maybe later 90年代とかそんな感じでしょ?
That's a good question. I don't think it ever says.
But they make a mixed list of the cassette tape of music.
Yeah. So it's what, maybe the 90s?
I see.
I think it was whenever the book is. Yeah, the book was published in
99.
Yeah. So it was set in the 90s.
そうだよね。
But they never really say like, oh, this is when it is or whatever.
So in the 90s, まあ90年代の初めの頃だったらまだカセットテープってあったっけ? So, we used to make a list.
Mm-hmm.
Did you do
Mixed
that?
Tapes? Yeah.
Yeah, だよね。で、子供友達と交換したりとかさ、やってたもん、プレゼントしたりとか。だからあれ懐かしかった。
Yeah.
So.
And you did that in Japan. Did you?
Yeah, of course.
Was it common to give like a mixtape to your girlfriend or your boyfriend?
I don't have any boyfriend when I was at school. But we exchanged my best with my friends.
Did you learn about new music that way?
そうだったね。そうだった。うん。I really remembered. I have first met Mariah Carey in my friend's mixtape.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Wow. So beautiful. Yeah, and then I have to mention Rocky Horror Show
yeah,
again.
Yeah, that's why we chose the movie, right? To see the Rocky Horror Picture Show. What did you think?
Oh, yeah, we can enjoy the song. And this, is it a style of playing just in front of the screen?
Yeah, that's very common.
So,
if you go to one of the midnight showings. And everyone's singing and dancing, and you have people who get up in front of the screen
yes!
and perform. Yeah, I mean, we didn't see the, you know, the toast or the water guns or anything like that in this, but that's the vibe, the atmosphere that you get. Exciting. Would you like to try?
Rocky Horror Show?
At the theater. Go to the theater and... Could that happen? Could that scenario, that situation, could that happen in Japan? Where
scenario?
Yeah, where, you know, lots of Japanese people, they go to a movie and everyone in the theater, you know, is dancing and singing and the people get in front of the screen. And...
まあ、めったにないと思うよ。だけど、前、ほら、アナ雪が流行った時に、みんなで、Let it go を歌うとかって言ってたよね。I've heard in a theater, the audience, sing a Let it go together.
Little kids.
In line with the music. No!
Adults. That's scary.
I can't believe that.
That is scary.
You are honest.
Yeah, that... No.
So, でもちょっとそういうのは嫌だな。I want to enjoy the movie alone by myself.
Well, don't go to the theater. There's no reason to go to a theater.
Well, comedy とかだったらいいけどね。
Comedy is good. Yeah. In Rocky Horror Picture Show, it's a comedy. And it's an old movie. I mean, 75, so.
So, だったな。
All right, so I have a
music was so...
Huh?
Music was so good.
From this movie? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of real kind of like indie rock, we would say.
And
some older songs. Reminds me like the Christmas gift. It was the Christmas gift that Charlie gave Sam, the record. Yeah, something. Do you know the song? Oh, it's a beautiful song. It's George Harrison. He wrote, I think it was, he wrote it about his wife. So it's a love song. And when he gave that to Sam, I was like, oh, that's so sweet. That's so sweet. And it's like, she understands. I was like, she would have to understand, you know, the meaning of that record, you know, him giving it to her. It was very sweet. I think it's like almost cried.
Something
in the way.
かかってたっけ映画で。
は
Can we 聞けたっけムーブあのさ映画での中でかかってたっけ
I don't think it was in the movie. I don't think they played it in the movie. Yeah, because I'm sure it's expensive. The rights for that is really expensive. So.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So I do have a couple of questions. That I want to ask you. So,
okay.
Sadie Hawkins dance. I think we talked about this once before, maybe with Glee. And they have this, they had it again in this movie, the Sadie Hawkins dance. Do you know Sadie Hawkins dance?
Sadie Hawkins dance. No. Sadie Hawkins dance.
This is when the girl asks the boy to the dance. Because usually, you know, the boy will be like, oh, do you want to go to the dance?
Yeah, 普通は逆なんだよね。けど、Sadie Hawkins dance, わかんない。
Yeah, and then Charlie ended up in that relationship with Mary Elizabeth.
He was like, so Mary.
Boyfriend, girlfriend? I didn't know that. How? Why? And I don't, do you do this in Japan? And that was the scene, the end of the year countdown.They're at school and everyone was counting 10, 9, in the school. Yay, the year is over.
Yay.
Do you do that?
Yeah, no. Oh. そういうふうにカウントダウンはない。いや、もちろん we enjoy the celebration of graduate high school, but そういうのはなかったな。
Yeah, but this...
でもやったら楽しいかもね。
But this isn't even just, you know, that's not even graduating high school. It's just everyone. The last day of school, the day is over, school is over. Everyone celebrates. Everyone runs around.
Did you do
of
that?
Of course. If I went to school that day. Usually a lot of people don't even go, so...
そうだったんだ。
Anything else? About
no enjoy it.
Yeah, it's a wonderful movie. I was really surprised. I had always thought it wasn't a good movie. And I was like, it has the Rocky Horror Picture Show. That might be interesting, you know, to see. It's probably not a good movie, but we can see the Rocky Horror Picture Show. I was very surprised. Very, very surprised how good it was. Even Emma Watson, who I was thinking would not be good. But she was good.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So next week, what do you want to watch next week?
そうだな。さ、あれ見たいな。名前忘れちゃった。あの人の。誰だっけ、ほら。忘れちゃった。Meryl Streep のさ、マーガリット・サッチャーやったやつ見たい。
メロ・ストリープ？On Hulu or Netflix?
Netflix, I think.
There's The Iron Lady.
だったかな。
Is that it? Lemony Snicket's A Series of Unfortunate Events.
ちょっと待って。Netflix にあったっけ？ちゃんと調べておけばよかった。Sorry.
That's okay.
I should have. I always should have do something for you. さ。マーガレット・サッチャー。うん、そうだね。In Netflix だね。
What's the name?
うん。In Netflix, マーガレット・サッチャーって、その女の名前。
The Iron Lady is the English name.
Iron Lady.
Yeah, Meryl Streep, okay. Jim Broadbent.、うん、so about Margaret.
前から見たいなと思ってたんだ。Okay. うん。I like Jim Broadbent.
You do?
Yeah.
Who is he?
ね。何でしたっけ?
Oh, yeah. I think I know who that is. I recognize him.、
Uh-huh.
What was he in? What was he in? He was in Moulin Rouge.
だったっけ?
Gangs of New York.、Uh-huh. Oh, that's right. He was in Harry Potter movies.
あ、本当だ。
He was he?
謎のプリンスって。
Yeah. Professor Horse Slughorn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's been in a lot of stuff.The Chronicles of Narnia. Oh, he was in Bridget Jones.
Ah, Bridget Jones's Diary. Yes.
Yeah. Speaking of which, we're getting the third movie sometime this year. Bridget Jones with a baby.
Ah, so だったね. You have mentioned before.
Yeah.
Podcast.
Yeah. So. Maybe soon we'll be getting more information about that.、
Mm.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, the Iron Lady.
Okay, I am ready. マーガレット・サッチャー、鉄の女の涙。来週はお届けします。
Thank you very much and good night, everybody.
Good night. Wait a minute, boy. Where are you going?
I sang my number. I gave the show a little class. Now I'm off.
それでは映画のイングリッシュ。今日はここの辺で、キラキです。また次回も聞いてくださいね。番組ウェブサイトは映画の English アットマーク、あ、じゃなかった、sorry、映画の English.com、メールアドレスは mike アットマーク映画の English.com、 もしくはきのこアットマーク映画の English.com です。よろしくお願いします。聞いただきありがとうございました。
Thank you for listening. Until next time, have a nice day.